The Jesus Storybook Bible, number 15, The Good Shepherd. The story of David, the Shepherd King, from Psalm 51, 2 Samuel 7, and a paraphrase of Psalm 23. David was a shepherd, but when God looked at him, he saw a king. Sure enough, when David grew up, that's just what he became. And David was a great king. He had a heart like God's heart, full of love. Now, that didn't mean he was perfect, because he did some terrible things. He even murdered a man. No, David made a big mess of his life. But God can take even the biggest mess and make it work in his plan. "I need a new heart, Lord," David prayed, "because mine is full of sin. Make me clean inside." God heard David's prayer. He forgave David, and he made David a promise. "I will make you great, David, and one day a king will be born into your family, and he will heal the whole world." Did you know that David was a songwriter too? In fact, his songs were so good, they might have been in the top 40 charts, if they had been invented then. David's songs were like prayers. They are called Psalms, and this one is called The Song of the Shepherd. It's probably number one on the Psalm charts. And it goes like this. God is my shepherd, and I am his little lamb. He feeds me. He guides me. He looks after me. I have everything I need. Inside my heart is very quiet as lying still in soft green grass, in a meadow by a little stream. Even when I walk through the dark, scary, lonely places, I won't be afraid because my shepherd knows where I am. He is here with me. He keeps me safe. He rescues me. He makes me strong and brave. He is getting wonderful things ready for me, especially for me, everything I have ever dreamed of. He fills my heart so full of happiness, I can't hold it all inside. Wherever I go, I know God's never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love will go too. God gave David that song to sing to his people so they could know that he loved them and would always look after them, like a shepherd loves his sheep. And one day, God was going to do something that would inspire thousands upon thousands of new songs. God was going to show his people once and for all just how much he loved them. Another shepherd was coming, a greater shepherd. He would be called the Good Shepherd. And this shepherd was going to lead all of God's lambs back to the place where they had always belonged, close to God's heart. Okay, today we heard a little more of the story of David and looked at his Psalm 23, which is the Shepherd Psalm. Now, as we saw in the story, David wasn't really always the best person. David did make some big mistakes. But he loved God, and he was truly sorry for the things that he had done. And he repented. That means he changed. And so God forgave him, and God still used him in great ways. This is a good thing, and it encourages me and makes me happy, because it reminds me that even if I do bad things, if I truly change If I truly repent and I'm really sorry, I can go to God and say, I'm sorry, God. Please forgive me. Change me. And God will forgive me. And He will help me to change and not do those bad things again. Another part of this story was talking about the shepherd and the good shepherd. Now, in the psalm, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. And so it talks about how God is like a shepherd. He watches over us. He takes care of us. He loves us. And we can trust Him. He leads us. He guides us. He protects us. So many great things that God does for us. It's a beautiful story and a beautiful song. But it also talks about the good shepherd. You see, when Jesus came, at one point, He actually said, I am the good shepherd. And He talked about how He, like a shepherd, knows His sheep. He knows each of them by name. He cares about them. He loves them. When one of them is lost, He would go and search for it until He found it and bring it back. He would do whatever it took. And there's one part when Jesus is talking about it, how He talks about some people that watch sheep, they're just hired, they're not really a good shepherd. If danger comes, they would run away to protect themselves. But a good shepherd would even give his own life to protect his sheep. And that's what Jesus said He was, and that's what Jesus did. He gave His own life to protect His sheep, to redeem them, to buy them back, and to bring them back to God. And so Jesus is our good shepherd. And so whenever you're afraid, whenever you think, oh no, what's going to happen? Trust God. Jesus is our shepherd. He's watching out for us. When you don't know which way to go, follow Him. When you're worried, trust Him. Ask Him to help you. Ask Him to protect you and keep you safe. Always trust Him and follow Him. Let's pray. Lord, thank You that You are our good shepherd, that we can trust You and follow You. Lord, I pray that You would just protect us each and every day, that You would guide us. Lord, sheep don't always know where to go, but You do. So, Lord, guide us, lead us like a shepherd leads his flock, and help us to follow You. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.